5 o'clock, seven different cars passing through. We had a drive-through prayer line out here for a couple hours, and there were people's requests and needs, and having them coming off the street, praise God. So, saying they're going to come visit the church. This is a good outreach. I was telling them Sunday, due to the crime and the evil that's going on now, not too many people have come to the door much if you go door to door trying to witness. Because so many robberies and things taking place. So there's not much, you don't even hardly see Jehovah's Witness, not near what you used to see, because of that reason. So this is just another outreach trying to help those, and we just try to pray for them and their needs and requests. And if it goes any further, we'll take time with them and pray with them. Take the ones participating today, and we'll continue this on for a while as weather permits at 5 o'clock every Tuesday evening. And just have them come from all walks of life, and we'll try to do what we can to help them. Praise the Lord. How many believes in that? Amen?
Lord, yeah.
That God is able to do great things. Prayer changes things.
Yes.
Amen. There's power in prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. Things have been so different. You know how it was Sunday before last? We had that water baptism. We baptized 11 people. And services, how they've been so wonderful, great, precious. Yeah. I haven't been seen with such a move of God. You know, I've been saved since be 32 years. I've been a lot of powerful service. But the Lord's been working in certain fashions in this place. It just really amazes me. But we're looking for greater things.
Amen.
Preach the message one time. Do you come expecting to receive something? Amen. I say, do you come expecting to receive something? I say, do you come expecting to receive something? God is able. How many believe that He's exceedingly able to do far above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us? So we know that God's able. And we know that we have this confidence in Him, that we ask anything according to His will, that He heareth us. Isn't it?
Yes.
He believes that. Then praise God. There is power in prayer. Amen. The lady that was waiting on us time we got here, let's continue to pray. Amen for her. What's her name, Sister Tim?
Yeah.
Jones. They was really sick in the Lord out here today, and just desperate for prayer. Amen. That's what we're trying to do, is pray with people and their needs. So continue to pray for these, that God will help them. Amen. Bless them. How many believe we know that we are in the last day church, and we need to be outreach? Praise God to people. Appreciate Brother Terry King taking the stand for God. Amen. As a correctional officer in Perry Prison, you're going to face a lot of people. I preached them. And had a jail minister for a short time, working with a lot of inmates and the situation you have to deal with. But I appreciate the ones taking a stand like Brother Terry, trying to help those he can. And he was, how he was telling me the other night about the Muslim religion, different ones, different beliefs and people he's dealing with. So let's pray God to give him wisdom to try to speak to people who need Jesus Christ. Amen. We need a Savior. Our Savior becomes Lord of our life. And that's why, amen, we need that relationship with Him. Praise God. Do you love Him tonight? Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Let me say to you, Sister Libby, your mother, we appreciate y'all coming and being a part of this service. Appreciate every time you come in. And Josh Moore, may God richly bless you. After a long day's work to come and be here, it means a lot to us. We appreciate you all. May God richly bless you for taking the effort out of your schedule and time to come be with us. May God richly bless you for that. I'd like to hear the young people tonight come on around, sing. Let's let the Lord have His way. Just stand for His glory. Come on around.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
Thanks.
They are sent for Jesus. Your friend's about to die. But still he tarried on. I still be eyed. So they laid him in a tomb. And they said their last goodbye. And coming now, the royal Jesus right on time. So just hold on. For he's not too far away. Before you pray, so when your feet are weary from this mountain you have climbed, and coming now the row of Jesus right on time. Well, I have struggled through life's deserts, they were all so hot and dry, till it seemed like all hope was gone and I would die. Sometimes I have wondered, where is he? Is he any friend of mine? The coming now, the row of Jesus right on time. So just hold on, Lord, he's not too far away. Only knows your need before you pray. So when your feet are weary, from this mountain you have climbed, becoming now the row of Jesus right on time. Well, I have wondered, where is he? Is he any friend of mine? Becoming now the row of Jesus right on time.
Amen. How many believes in that? He's right on time. Hallelujah. I say he's right on time. Every time. Right on time, every time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to hear this good singing. Appreciate the ones coming around singing tonight. We have Brother Frankie be preaching for us, so be praying as he comes on around tonight.
I just want to have to bear with me tonight. I got a new Bible and paragraph form, so if I get lost, I find myself. I'm glad that he's an on-time God. I'm glad he answers in his time. You know, these times that we go through the fire, these times we go through trials, but I thank my God that he's right on time. He may, some people may say in an old song, he was 4 days late, brother, but he was right on time. He came right on time, right when he needed it. He was right there. He was right there, right on time God that we serve. Y'all got your Bible? Turn with me to Isaiah. I've been taking in between two messages today, but I felt like the Lord spoke to me Monday night, and I'm going right back to the same message I had for last Tuesday. Same one for last Tuesday. Sometimes it's just like that. Isaiah 54, starting with verse 11. And it reads like this. I'll give you a minute to find your place. Says, thou afflicted, tossed with tetanus, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fire colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphire. And I will make thy windows of gapes, and thy gates of carcal bubbles, and all thy borders of a pleasant stone. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, thou shalt gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sakes. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals, and the fire that bringeth forth the instrument for its works. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. I want to take my message to the Lord to be my helper out of verse 17. Need no weapon formed against thee. It's going to prosper tonight. Brother, will you pray over the message for me tonight? Great heaven, Father, Lord, I come before you, Father. Father God, Lord, as we pray, Lord, this power, the word of God. in the name of Jesus. The tongue that speaks propaganda is one of the weapons of war. Propaganda means purposeful persuasion. The attempt to influence the emotions, attitudes, and opinions, and the actions of a specified target. The Lord will condemn the accusers of His people. I'm telling you, look at the people tonight. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, no weapon born against thee is going to prosper tonight. I'm telling you, all the devils in hell will try to come against you, will try to come against your mind. But I'm telling you, shit, my condition, my hell. There's no weapon that's formed against thee. It's going to prosper tonight. It's not no prosper, brother. You might have one over here that's called real old rude tongue, but it's not no prosper tonight. When you're a child of God, you're going to overcome. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in this world. Woo! Lord, just help me, Father, tonight. Lord, just help me tonight. He says in Isaiah 57-9, for the Lord God would help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I set my face like flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justify me. Who will contend with me? Let's just stand together. Who is my adversary? Then come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who shall condemn me? Though all shall wax old as a garment, and the moth shall eat them up, brother. There's no weapon formed against a child of God. It's going to prosper. It's not no prosper. They might think they'll prosper just for a little while, but it ain't no prosper, brother. I'm telling you, they're going to fall in the condemnation. No weapons formed against a child of God is going to prosper. I tell you, I go back in the Old Testament and I can think of a big old giant, big old Goliath. And you had little old David. He was a ruddy boy. He was just a little small boy. I'm telling you tonight, he was just a little small boy. But I'm telling you, he come to the fire. Oh, Goliath did the army of the living God. But he said, today, his hand's going to be torn to them. I'm telling you tonight, he going to old giant. He come against David. But David took a little stone. He took five stones out of the brook, brother. He took one little smooth stone, which was a stone of faith, that's what I say. And he planted it right between that old giant's eyes. And I'm telling you tonight, he fell. And old David, he didn't have no sword in that moment. He took an old giant's sword, right, and he cut his own head off. He cut his head off with his own weapon. Right. I'm telling you tonight, there's no weapon formed against him. It's going to prosper.
Right.
It's not no prosper.
Hello,
it's not no prosper tonight. Lord, just help me tonight. It takes him put me in the mind of the three Hebrew boys. Oh, King, he set up a statue. Nebuchadnezzar set up a statue. I tell you, he said, every time you got to hear cymbals and music, you shall bow down and you shall worship this image of gold. I'm telling you, there was three little Hebrew boys. They shot me, shot and it be go. They said, I will not bow down. I will not worship the image of gold.
Amen.
There was no worship. Old King said, all right. He said, you take the fire out of the furnace. Heat it up seven times, Father.
Right.
I tell you, they heated it up.
Right.
And the men that had been shacked and he shacked a bit ago, when they opened the door, they slew the men. They slew them.
Yeah.
I tell you, they tossed over his shack, me shack and a bit ago, headlong into the midst of the fire. But what old King said when he kind of rubbed his eyes,
come on.
Said, what is this?
Come on.
Then I not throw three men in. Who's this fourth one I see? Who's this fourth one? It's like the Son of God. He's still in the fire tonight. He's still with me.
Yes.
He's still with me.
Bless him, Lord.
There's no weapon formed against him going to prosper. It's not. It's going to come to an end.
Amen.
All right,
bro.
There's not no prosper tonight.
Right.
I had another message for tonight. The Lord be my helper to bring it out. To bring out what you have me to do. Deuteronomy 20. I will start with verse 1. He said, when thou goest out of battle against thy enemies, and see his horses and chariots, and people more than thou. Be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and he shall be with thee. Or come nigh to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day into battle against your enemy. Let not your heart faint. Fear not and do not tremble. Neither be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, who fight for you against your enemy, to save you. What does that tell me tonight? It's not my fight. It's not my fight tonight. It's the Lord thy God's fight. And I tell you, he told me his word. He didn't know what was going against me. Brother's going to prosper. I tell you, I might feel all the evil tales coming against me. But I know he's not going to prosper. He's not going to prosper tonight. He might throw a fire dart. He might pierce the mind. But I'm telling you, he's living tonight. My God, God, all power in heaven and earth. He's got it all.
Amen.
That's
right.
He's got it all tonight.
Amen, brother.
Just bear with me.
Bless him, Lord.
Just bear with me. I might feel like preaching here in a little while. Isaiah 17. I'll start with probably about verse 12. He said, Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the sea, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. That nation shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, even time is troubled, and before the morning and he is night. Therefore this is a portion of them that spoil us, and a lot of them that rob us. But I know, without a shadow of a doubt, he's no weapon that's going to form against the child of God. It's going to prosper. I tell you, the enemy, he uses tools of discouragement. He uses different tools against the child of God. He tried to use this to believe. I'm telling you tonight, he'll try to come against you with all form of doubt. But I'm telling you tonight, there's no weapon formed against thee but to prosper tonight. It puts me in the mind of when the children of Israel is coming out of Egypt. How they're coming out. They had the Red Sea tugging in front of them. The enemy behind them. They felt like their back was against the wall, Brother Jeff. They said, this enemy's coming at me from the front side over here. I got the sea right here. What am I going to do? I tell you, the Lord thy God, he parted the Red Sea and he walked across on dry ground.
Amen.
And the Bible tells me, you know, when the children of Israel, when the last one got their foot across, the waters come back through and drowned all the Egyptians. Drowned Pharaoh. Drowned his army. What does that tell you tonight? Our God's going to fight for us. We are bought with a price tonight. Just bear with me a minute. Let's get back over here in the Word.
Bye.
Isaiah 41. Starting with verse. I think I got 10. If I can put it out of my eyes where I can find it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they were incense against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as the thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, say to thee, fear, fear not, I will help thee. I'm telling you, when we got a promise like that, what else do we need? He said, fear not, son, I will help thee. That's telling me it's his fight tonight. It's all his anyway. There's no weapon for him against you. Go to prosper. Why threat? Why threat it tonight? I'm telling you tonight. I'm telling you, I've been there so many times. So many times when the enemy tried to come in like a flood. But the Spirit of the Lord, He'll raise up a standard against him each and every time. There's no temptation taking you such as coming to man. I'm telling you, whatever temptation, He'll make the way out. Well, you'll be able to fight tonight. He'll make the way out. He'll make the way of escape, Brother Josh. Huh? When the fiery darts start coming, He'll make a way out. He'll make a way out. Tell you tonight, there's no weapon formed against these that want to prosper. I'm telling you tonight, there's not. But we fight a spiritual warfare. We fight against powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We fight against it tonight. But I'm telling you, we're equipped with the whole armor of God tonight. We're equipped. You look at a Roman soldier. He was fully equipped for the battle. That's just like us. We're fully equipped tonight. Lord, just help us tonight. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, thy will. Through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, I am with thee, brother. He's not going to bring us out of the wilderness to die. He's going to see us through. He's going to see us through tonight. I put it in the mind of another message I preached. You know, the Lord told His disciples, He said, let's get on the boat. Let's go to the other side of the lake. He said, let's go to the other side. He didn't say, let's perish when we're going to the other side. He said, let's go to the other side of the lake. I'm telling you, when the disciples, when He got on that boat, the wind started boasting, and that old boat started to get wishy-washy on the sea and began to fill the water. And He said, Lord, He went to the hinder part of the ship and said, Lord, care thou not that we perish. And He rose and He rebuked the wind. And He said, where is thy faith? The Bible said there was a great calm. Where is thy faith tonight? Where is it at? I want to be one of those that can have faith. I want to have faith that can move mountains. I want to have that kind of faith. The only way I can do it, brother, is to keep getting along with God. Keep letting Him fight my battles. Keep letting Him fight my battles. When He takes and fights my battle, I don't have to worry about waving a white flag. Say, I surrender. I surrender. Because He's got it. He's got it all under control. It's all His. It's all His.
That's right, brother.
Just bear with me just a little while longer here.
I want to back up a little bit.
Psalms 12. To help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips, with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who has said with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy. Now I will rise, said the Lord. I will set him safely from him that puffeth at him. What did he say in that verse? He said, I'm going to show him in safety. That tells me that no weapon that formed against the child of God is going to prosper tonight. There's not no prosper. I'm telling you, Satan, he'll try to whisper something in your ear and say, well, I got you now. You done done something. Yeah, I got you now. You're in that old trap of the fowler. He said, you ain't going nowhere. I got you. But I'm going to tell you right now, you the Lord thy God's tonight. Yeah. And he's got you engraved on the palm of his hand. Yeah. And that's a very sacred place tonight. I'm telling you tonight, you the apple of his eye. I'm telling you tonight, if the Lord had a refrigerator, he'd have his children's picture on it tonight. Let me get down to some old country boy English. That's how much he loves you. He loves you so much that he'll stretch forth his hands and he'll die on Calvary's hill for you. Don't you think he'll fight for you? How many times did he fight the battle for the children of Israel and they were stiff-necked and hard-hearted and just couldn't see it? It puts me in a mind, you know, when they were fixing to go against Ai. I think it was a little city of Ai. And it was on the scene, I think, about 300 soldiers up there said, we could take the city. They could take that little city. In other words, they went up there to that little old city, and that city began to smoke them. It began to smoke them. They had to retreat. They had to get back. And the Lord spoke to them, said, the children of Israel, they have tucked up their stains. I tell you, you couldn't stand against their enemy. As long as we don't take the cursed things, as long as we keep ourselves pure, he's going to fight for us. I'm telling you that fella, I think his name was Achan. He had a Babylon scar to get away the gold. He took and did hide into his tent. I'm telling you tonight, he took up their cursed things, and the children of Israel couldn't stand in battle. But as long as we keep ourselves pure, we keep ourselves holy, we keep ourselves unspotted for the world, he will fight.
He'll fight for us.
He'll fight for us tonight. Step on over a few pages here. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Says, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up to eat at my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be content. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to acquire his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Shall he hide me tonight? He shall set me upon a rock, and I shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'm telling you with joy tonight. That's what I want to offer, joy. I'm telling you, pain may come but a moment. Tears may come but a moment. But joy comes in the morning. It's joy in the morning for a child of God. Should woo! It's joy in the morning. Tears may have joy before night. But joy coming in the morning. There's going to be joy for a child of God.
Amen.
Then the 7, he said, hear me, O Lord, when I cry. My voice, have mercy also upon me and ask me. I'm telling you, he's going to answer his child. When we're in trouble and when we're in distress, he's going to answer us. I'm telling you, so many in here, we perish tonight. Some of us may not be, but I remember when my children was little. They start crying, Tracy, I tell you, she might have to get up and fix it until I tell her I went back to sleep. That's the way it was. But that time comes, she said, Frankie, I go in there and I give my child that bottle because he's crying and he's hungry. And I tell you, if he needed help, Daddy was there to help him. If he had a stress at night, Daddy was there to help him. That's the same way it is. When we start going through trials, we start going through tribulation, your father's there to help you. He's there to help you. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for thee tonight. Cast it upon him. His shoulders can carry, brother. I tell you, I've been so weighted down. I've been weighted down with cares of life. I've been weighted down with people that don't want to do right. They don't want to do what's right. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you, I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm in for the long haul. I'm going all the way for God.
Amen.
My mom, my Bible tells me when mama and daddy forsake you, that's when the Lord is going to lift. He's going to lift you up. When mama and daddy start turning his back on his children, that's when your heavenly father, he's going to lift you up. Who am I talking to tonight? Who am I preaching to tonight? I know it's been hard through the years. I know it's been hard. I know you seem like nobody cares. But you got a heavenly father tonight. He cares. He cares about the little things that aileth thee.
Let me go on. I must move on.
Psalms
91. Verse 2. One is my favorite scripture.
I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. He truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you tonight, you can have 10,000 to fall by your side. Cause why, preacher? Cause no weapon against the child of God that is formed against him is gonna prosper tonight. It's not no prosper. I'm telling you tonight, I serve a mighty big God. I serve a big old God. The one I serve, He's got all power in heaven and earth. The devil's power is limited.
It's
limited tonight. Limited. I want to come to that place. Here's a song that the youth was learning one time. Where I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm trusting Him with everything. I'm trusting Him with it all tonight. With it all. I don't want to give Him just part of me. I don't want to give Him just a little part of me. I want to give Him all of me. He's not no 50%. He's not no 95%. He wants 100% of you. He wants all of you. He's no fifth, third, or straddle. If you want Him, you got to be in. If you want to fight your battles, you got to be in. You got to be in tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Come on.
Either you in or you out. Or you love Him or you don't. I'm telling you, if you love Him, He's got your back. He's got your back. I got a brother that comes up here. His name Tiny. I call him Brother Tiny. Nick Jefferson. Y'all know him. He's a little old fellow. That's what I think. But if I ever have any beef, He's got my back. He's my little brother. He's got my back. He's got it tonight. But I tell you tonight, when I go into the spiritual warfare, I got a big brother. I got a big brother. And He fights for me. He'll fight for you tonight. He'll fight for you. And that big brother's name is Jesus Christ. This is His name tonight. A man that wants friends got to show himself friendly. And I tell you, he's a friend tonight who will stick closer than a brother tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right. No weapon formed against you. I know last week there's more men from the enemy. I'm telling you tonight, It's going to be Mr. Child of God. It's going to prosper. It's not going to prosper. Because when Jesus starts coming on the scene, it's no more than it is when the legion, when it comes out where they sing the legion, he says he did cry out and he cut himself with stones. And when he seen Jesus, he said, if you come to torment before my time, he said, what is your name? He said, we are legion, but we are many. And I tell you, he said, if he suffered me to come out, suffered us go into the swine. And he suffered them, and it went 2,000 of them right straight down into the sea and was choked. He was drowned tonight. What does that tell you tonight? I tell you, old devil thought he had legion, but he didn't have him. He just had come into the contact where the nail scarred hands of Calvary. When he come into the contact with the nail scarred hands of Calvary, what did the Bible say? He was clothed and in his right mind. He was cold in his right mind. And he wanted to go with Jesus. And Jesus suffered tonight. He said, you go to your family. You go to your friends. My own words, your relatives. You showed him what good things God's done for you. There wasn't no enemy coming against him that was going to prosper. There wasn't no prosper.
Bear with me. I'm trying to find a place to come to a close.
I'm going to have to bring up old Daniel. I can't come this forward. I'll bring up old Daniel. He was the one that the king had thrown into the den of lions. Them lions, they ain't been fed. It was hungry lions. What did my God do though? He sent his angel, right, and he did shut the Lord did shut his mouth. He did shut his mouth. And I tell you, the king come there the next day, and he looked and he seen Daniel. I tell you tonight, the same thing he done for Daniel. I tell you, he delivered him out of the paw of the lion. He delivered him out of the lion's mouth. He'll deliver you tonight. Oh, if you have a little faith tonight, he's a deliverer.
Yes, he is.
I want to be like old Job. If he slay me, I will trust him. I desire his word more than my necessary food tonight. I tell you, I want more of him. I want more of him. But I know it's going to come with a price. I know when I start growing closer, I'm going to have an adversary coming at my heels. But I know
I'm going to talk to close here in a minute, but I feel like preaching.
I remember the children of Israel one time. He was marching around the same mountain. That mountain was Mount Sinai. Marching around that same mountain. The Bible says they marched around it many years and never did move.
Right,
George. But one day, orders came. Orders came, said you take and you pick George Cannon. You pick George Cannon tonight. I'm telling you, when them old boys, they preached, they picked George Cannon, I'm telling you, the Lord had their back. He had their back then. I'm telling you, sometimes, I preached it before, sometimes we can pass the same mountain, sometimes we go around it time after time after time. But I'm telling you tonight, you get that's not one to go around the same mountain again. I want the grace and I want the power to climb that mountain. I know there's one that trotted that path before me. I know that path has been trotted down tonight. It's been trotted down before me, brother. Look at all the prophets old. Look at them, brother. They done went this rough road. Everything that we go through, they already know about. That's the same way the Lord Jesus Christ. He was persecuted. He was ridiculed. He was spit upon. He was smacked. I'm telling you tonight, we're not exempt. We're going to go through it. I'm telling you, they called a house. His house fell above. How much more are they going to call his children tonight? How much more are they going to persecute you tonight? There's no weapon formed against thee that's going to prosper. I don't prosper tonight. It's time. I can't do it. It's time for an altar call. The Lord can do it. I can't do it. But I know that there's some here. I know the Lord ain't gonna tell me to preach something that he ain't done went before me. He's done went before me. And I tell you, he knows who needs it tonight. He knows who it's for. I'm telling you, it's for me. It's for me tonight. I admit that it's for me. Will you give us some music, brother? I'm telling you tonight, if you hear, you've been through a trial, are going through a trial, it's time to give it.